Morning, everyone. It's good to be here again. I'd just like to read something that I read earlier this week. The failure to persevere is the most common problem in prayer and intercession. We begin to pray for something, raising our petitions for a day, a week, or even a month. But then if we have not received a definite answer, we quickly give up and stop praying for it altogether. This is a mistake with deadly consequences and is simply a trap where we begin many things but never see them to completion. It leads to ruin in every area of life. People who get into the habit of starting without ever finishing form the habit of failure. And those who begin praying about something without ever praying it through to a successful conclusion form the same habit in prayer. Giving up is admitting failure and defeat. Defeat then leads to discouragement and doubt in the power of prayer. And it is fatal to the success of a person's prayer life. So I just like to look at that. You know, why do we persevere in prayer, or why don't we? What keeps us from doing that, and what drives us to persevere? I'd like to turn to Luke 18 and read verses 1 through 8. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? There's a lot of reasons why we can give up in praying for something or grow weary in it. One reason is if it feels like God's taking too long to answer our prayer. We can get impatient, or we have, you know, a certain time frame in our head that we think that God should answer our prayer in. But if we think of our life, it's not, in God's eyes, it's just a short time. And God doesn't see time like we do either. So we go by hours and minutes and days and years, but that's not how God sees time. There are sometimes we can pray for things and we won't even, you know, there's a lot of different answers. Someone asks us a question, we aren't always going to say yes or answer them how they want us to. And God's the same way. If we're asking for something that's not His will, He might not give it to us or might not allow us to have it. And His will isn't always the same as ours. So if He gives us a no, then we need to accept that. Even if He just tells us to wait. And our prayer might not be answered in the way that we wanted it to. You know, while we're alive, it might be answered after we're gone. And I have a few verses to go along with that thought. Actually, no, my next point is, if we have a lack of faith, that can cause us to stop praying or not really be serious about prayer. It might seem like God doesn't hear us, or that our prayers don't even make it out of the room. or maybe it feels like they're not that important to him. You know, he has billions of people that are on the earth, and how is he going to hear our prayer? But in Psalms 34, verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. If we're righteous and we're living in God's will and following his word, he will hear us. And he might not give us exactly what we want, but he does hear our prayers. Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. And this is one thing that, you know, if we say that we're following God, but we're doing our own thing, and we're living in sin, or just not really walking close to God, he's far from us. But if we're walking close to him and following him, he will hear our prayers. Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. I know there's a lot of stories, and probably a lot of us have experienced it, where there's something that we pray for that it's answered before we pray about it. We might not know that till later, but God works in ways that we don't always understand and we don't always know, but he can answer our prayers before we pray them. 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And the one point in this verse is that if we ask anything according to his will, if we're asking it according to our will, it might be, there's a good chance that it'll be just that we want, because we have our will doesn't always align with God's, and there might be something that we want that's out of line with his will. But if we're praying for things that are according to his will, he will hear us. Another thing that can cause us to give up or make us weary is distractions. And maybe we pray for something for a while, and then we get distracted with other things and get impatient, and then we just forget about it. And I think the way to keep that from happening is to stay close to God and just stay in his word. I was listening to something last week, and there was a man that was saying how somebody asked him, how do you know if it's God speaking, or how do you know if it's his will for you to do something? And he said that if you're spending time in God's word, you'll know if it's his will or not. You know, reading the Bible through and just getting a good understanding of God's word, it'll give you discernment to where you'll be able to tell, and your conscience will tell you too, you know, whether you just want something for yourself or if you're seeking God's will. So there's a few reasons why we can, or why we should stop praying for something. The first reason would be when God answers our prayers. There's a lot of things that we can pray for all the time, but certain, you know, if we're praying for something specific, it won't, you know, it'll be, we'll just pray for it till our prayer is answered, and then, you know, the need to pray for it won't be there anymore. And also, when we have faith that our prayer will be answered, there's, you know, some things that are time sensitive that, you know, we pray about, and then we give them to God. And it's, we can only do so much in those situations. Then there's also another, as far as being distracted from prayer, in Mark 4, verse 18, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." I say there's probably a lot of us that have had that happen. You know, maybe not right now, but we've had it happen in the past where we let these things in. And the cares of this world, it's not something that, it's something that we're never going to be able to get away from. But we can keep it from, we can keep the cares of this world separate from our walk with God. Or not separate, but they don't need to, they don't need to hinder our walk with God. And they don't need to choke His word out. But so the reasons that we have to persevere is that God hears our prayers. And even if He doesn't answer them when we want Him to, or even if He doesn't answer them in our lifetime, He still hears us, and He will answer. And if we have a faith in God, even though we can't always see how He's working, we still know that He is. So my encouragement is that we can just stay close to God, and if we're praying for something, even if it seems like it's hopeless, or that even if it looks like to us there's no way that it can work out, or we don't see how God's working, let's just keep praying and stay close to God.